Hello, welcome to episode whatever. Shut up and listen. I am Jeff.
Also, I'm Brandon.
What are you drinking on?
It's a Starbucks double shot vanilla bean coffee drink because I still need my coffee, but it's warm, so I got it chilled. I'm getting warmed up to go drink some Guinness after this.
Are you?
Yeah, I listen to my buddy Chris Hyde play a little guitar. Some good times.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen him play. Last time it was his fault, though, because he'd put on his schedule like something like Wednesday, March 11th or something like that. So I show up at this place on a Wednesday, not paying attention that it's Wednesday, March 10th, and that he just wrote his schedule wrong, and he meant Thursday, March 11th. It's like, oh, this one's on you, buddy. Literally known the guy. I was in preschool with his sister, so I've known the family for a long time.
Is he older than you?
Yeah, like by 5 or 6 years, I think. Awesome guitar player.
Does he just do acoustic?
Yeah, he plays with a few bands. They play a few venues around town. Last time I saw him, he was doing Bike Night at Los Cabos and Jinx. So, he was a full band there. He didn't sing, he just played guitar, lead guitar. And his brother lives in Chicago, I think, who is maybe more impressive on guitar and can sing very well. So, and he has a full band, the Chris Hyde, or Gregory Hyde Band or whatever. Pretty awesome. I would wish they can come to Tulsa, but alas, it's very rare.
What do you have on the agenda tonight?
I've got a couple things to talk about. I've got some awesome fun facts to read. So a couple stories from this last weekend. So nothing special, but good times.
All right. Why don't you go ahead and start it off?
Well, you've heard me talk about the Fighter and the Kid podcast, right?
Numerous times.
Yeah. I highly recommend it. So this last Saturday, I went with a couple of buddies to West Siloam Springs, Oklahoma/Arkansas, and saw Brian Callen and Brendan Schaub live. They did a live show, and it was fantastic. Brian Callen is so funny. He's got one special. I think it's still on Netflix, The Man Class, which I've referenced over and over. And he's got another one, but it's a package deal, and it's only released through the Fighter and the Kid website. But man, so funny. They told some funny stories. One of the things that I'm worried is I'm afraid they thought everyone in the audience was from West Siloam Springs. Or in reality, we were probably more from Tulsa or Fayetteville, you know, or Springdale or something. Because he kept saying, your town. Oh, we love your town. We love your town. Even the crazy alligator snapping turtle guy down the street. I guess there was a guy actually carrying around a snapping turtle, just being creepy or whatever. It's like, oh, man, no, I'm not from here. Oh, well, but it was a good time. It was at a casino, and I'm thinking of all places, you know, after you've just gone to Dallas, Houston, New Orleans, you're from L.A., you've toured most of California, Denver, you come to Oklahoma and go to West Siloam Springs? It's like, couldn't you have come to Tulsa or Oklahoma City? Oh, well. The smaller venue is actually kind of cool, though, so made it a little more intimate.
You didn't give them a flyer, did you?
You know, I didn't, because they're in a box somewhere. I'm still so scattered. They're in a box or a bag, one of three places. One would be at my mother's house. Two would be at my place. Three would be someone took it from my storage place. Who knows?
Well, maybe they're listening.
It could be, yeah. Maybe they're like, hey, damn it, it's a box of flyers. What am I going to do with this? Might as well pass them out. Hope they choke on one. So that was my Saturday night. It was awesome.
All right. I've got an open letter I want to do real quick.
Do it real quick, but not quickly. Don't do it too quickly. Just do it real quick.
This is to Bernie Sanders.
Awesome.
Fuck you. That's it. Fuck you.
Awesome.
Well, you know.
Yeah, and most of your followers, too. The hot ones, literally. It's like, oh, man, hot college chick. Why are you a Bernie Sanders fan? But I think I can look past it. It's not like he's going to win, so too bad. I'm done with all the politics. I think I'm going to vote Vermin Supreme or very possibly Red Foreman. So, in fact, I think I'll go Red Foreman, since I don't know if we can vote for Vermin Supreme down here in Oklahoma. I think it's just up in Vermont and those places like that. So, oh well, too bad.
What else do you have?
You want to listen to some amazing facts, Jeff?
Sure.
Some nerd talk, maybe?
Sure.
All right. These are some amazing true facts that I found on the internet, so they're obviously true. So science has proved that buildings, in fact, cannot jump. Buildings cannot jump, okay? Yeah.
Huh, good to know.
I don't have the reference of the source, but I believe it. In Denmark, I've not been to Denmark. I'd like to go there, but apparently in Denmark, you can buy apples at the grocery store. So, you know, if you go to Denmark, go for that. An average person, and I think this is worldwide, not just in the U.S., an average person has approximately a 0% chance of turning into a rhinoceros next year. So that's good. That's good for everyone.
Huh.
Oh, this is an interesting. Your sister, studies have revealed that your sister is in fact a girl. So there you go. There's some comforting news.
Huh.
Studies have proved that non-smokers are going to die.
No.
I think, science proven. It's right here. Speaking of dying, here's an interesting, I don't know if this is an actual study, but friends are like cows. If you eat them, they will die. So don't eat your friends unless you want them to die. So as far as weather goes, we were talking about being hot, but if you're curious if it's cold outside, you'll know it's cold outside if you go outside and you feel cold. So, or you're having a stroke, maybe.
That's how you do it. Huh?
I think I was having one the other day because I could smell Funyuns. I was outside working. We were putting up some trim around some windows, and I could smell Funyuns, so I'm pretty sure I had a...
Either that or you were high.
I mean, I was not high, in fact. Sadly. Another study shows that if you attempt to swim in lava, it's a very likely possibility you will die. So there you go. There's some amazing fun facts, some recent studies in science.
Science. All those are good to know.
Yeah. I'm just trying to spread some knowledge to the listeners and viewers.
I'm just trying to spread my seed.
Not here. We should do an episode where I just furiously masturbate the entire episode. Furiously.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
I figured you would be. I mean, I could stand in the corner and turn.
Yeah, I don't care.
I didn't think you would. As long as I don't get anything on the soundboard.
Yeah, here you
go. So, I also need a microphone stand because I'm going to need two hands.
Wait. One for your dick, one to stick a finger in your ass?
I mean, who knows what happens? You can't really predict these things.
It was the 70s. I mean, yeah.
Oh, that was one story that Brian Callen told about the alligator snapping turtle guy. You can picture someone from the border of Arkansas and Oklahoma carrying an alligator snapping turtle. And so apparently Brendan Schaub offered Brian Callen $1 million. Well, Brian said it was $1 million, which put him on the fence. Brendan Schaub says $2 million to stick his dick in the alligator snapping turtle's mouth. Brian Callen was like, no, you said 1 million, because if you would have said two, I would have thought about it. He's like, just for a second, because I would have been stuck with a 9-inch nub if I would have done it.
That's pretty funny.
It's just, oh, he's so great. I might have a man crush on both of them, but that's all right.
All right, I've got an open letter I'm going to do, and then I'm done.
Oh, man, that was quick.
That's what she said.
It is, but who cares?
Yeah. I won.
A winner takes all. Loser walks.
Walk of shame.
Yep.
But with me, it's the walk of Hall of Fame.
It's true. Walk of Fame.
All right. This is about a guy I really don't like.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, you chubby cue ball looking bitch. I hate you with a passion, pretty much like the world hates Kanye West. I hope a dwarf walks up and punches you in the dick. If you were butt-sexed by one more dude, you all have crossed the century mark of getting your butt plugged. I hope your chubby ass hears the ice cream truck and you chase after it for 4 blocks. While you're catching your breath, he drives away. When you're sitting there crying, I will drive up and a dwarf will jump out of the trunk and dick punch you again. If you had a choice between fucking Katy Perry or Justin Bieber, you would choose the box of Twinkies to eat. Your nickname is the Buffet Basher. You say you're bisexual, but you're just gay. Jenny Craig couldn't help you. In high school, you were voted most likely to no one gives a fuck. A lucky day for you is finding a half-eaten candy bar on the ground. When your kids are asked, they tell people their dad is dead. You listen to 98 Degrees. Look them up, kids. They suck. If a plane was about to crash and there were 3 people and 3 parachutes, the 2 guys would put them on and throw the extra one out of the window. This is Jeff signing off. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Sorry, fat guy. I'm assuming he's fat.
Yeah.
Man, that sucks.
Fuck that guy.
Is this a coworker? Just some random person?
It's a coworker.
Man, I need to come up there and meet some people. I actually need to come up there and get some stuff. Need to buy some items, purchase some goods, get some merchandise. Maybe you can help me out with it, Jeff. Maybe I'll show up in my midriff from my Daisy Dukes.
Be like, we can only hope.
Be like, I'm Jeff's friend, if you know what I mean. Oh, we're definitely friends. Oh, good times. So Prince died, so that's bad news. Axl Rose is taking over the lead singer position of AC/DC. So what do you think of that?
Not good. I mean, I've heard some of his, you know, just stuff from the new GNR, and he's not horrible, like, as bad as he has been in the past.
Right.
But he's not great at all. He's just, eh.
Yeah, we'll see what happens when he does AC/DC. At least I haven't heard any, with the exception of that horrible quality video of him playing Welcome to the Jungle or whatever, but he kind of has that same raspy voice that the old AC/DC guy had. So who knows? Brian Johnson or Bon Scott? Is it Brian Johnson? Brian Johnson.
Yeah, he was the latest one. Bon Scott was the original.
Yeah, he did, right?
Yeah.
He did. Sucks to be him.
Pretty much.
Well, not anymore, I guess.
Well, unless he's in hell.
That's true, yeah. There you go.
He's actually the one who originally did Highway to Hell. It wasn't Brian Johnson.
It's true, yeah. I don't know. I could never. If you played two songs with the different lead singers, I couldn't tell you it was who, which is horrible. But, I mean, I'm just really not a big, never was that big of a fan. Well, goodness, that's all you got?
Yeah, but it's perfect because 16 minutes long, which is about what I like.
Man, there you go. Yeah, I don't have road dirty bikes, man. I love it. I'm an addict when it comes to dirty bikes. I did that Sunday, and I'm still feeling it. Getting old, man. Getting old.
Getting older every day.
That's true. That's why I've got to come buy some merchandise so I can get into better shape, fight the age. All right. Well, listen to the podcast. Spread the word. Send hot chicks to us. I'll take a 6.5 or 7. So why not?
Yeah. I mean, hell, I just got out of a little fling with a 5.
There you go. Hey.
I'll definitely take a 6.5 or 7.
Well, I 5, 6.5, 7, whatever.
Well, so. 5 for me is just fuckable. That's it. You gotcha. Don't want to hang out with them. You just want to fuck and then leave.
You just want bang, bang, bang. You don't want to know her name. You just want bang, bang, bang.
Yep.
You don't want to restaurant. Yeah. Group X kids, look it up. Also look up their 55 video. It's pretty funny. Also don't drink weed. Because it will turn you gay.
Yeah.
And other announcements. About it.
Remember your one chlorophyll.
Chloroform.
Chloroform.
Chlorophyll? Chloroform.
Chloroform. Chloroform. Yeah. Chloroform. Inhale away from waking up in the woods with a sore asshole.
Yeah. And take it easy. If it's easy, take it twice. See ya.